Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebowing Ace Hardware. Recently, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel brought policy experts and advocates together in Lansing to talk about something that is currently hitting a lot of Michigan kitchens directly, which is the ongoing uncertainty around SNAP funding. SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, helps more than a million people in Michigan keep food on the table. Nessel and representatives from Michigan League for Public Policy went through how recent disruptions and shifting rules are showing up in real-life scenarios for families that rely on it. Nessel had pointed out that the application and renewal process already feels overwhelming with long forms, lots of documentation, and very personal information that has to be shared. Nessel conveyed sympathy for people who want safeguards to prevent fraud, but argued the current approach from federal leaders is not the best way to do this. At this time, you can't claim you're cracking down on fraud while also getting rid of watchdogs who were supposed to oversee big federal programs. She said that kind of mixed message only makes it harder for people who are by the rules or playing by the rules and just trying to feed their families. The roundtable of state leaders, policy experts, as well as community advocates all compared notes on what they were seeing on the ground and shared stories about how these changes ripple through households, food pantries, and local budgets. The main fight and message was that food assistance is not an abstract policy fight. For more than a million Michigan residents, it's what stands between them and an empty pantry. She urged many in Washington to keep those families at the center of any debate over SNAP in months ahead rather than partisan talking points. And everyone is welcome to come to the Laker Theater Company's production of The Christmas Schooner, directed by Haley McArdle. Some showtimes are Friday, November 21st, that's today, and tomorrow at 6:30 p.m., and this coming Sunday, the 23rd at 3:30 p.m. Tickets are $10 each at the door. Lakers students are admitted for free. The play is a Christmas-themed show about the hauling of Christmas trees in Michigan in 1886 and will inspire the audience to relish the simple yet meaningful joys of the Christmas season. And Michigan hunters, you've already passed the 150,000 deer mark this fall, including more than 50,000 taken since opening weekend of the regular firearm deer season. During all deer seasons last year, hunters killed nearly 300,000 deer, according to the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. As of Tuesday, 58,226 deer were harvested during this year's regular firearm season, which began Saturday. That total includes 42,509 bucks, according to the DNR. The DNR says 157,247 deer have been killed since the season began on September 13th, including 101,671 bucks and 55,547 does during the Liberty Independence youth hunts and early archery season. Sanilac, Saginaw, Hillsdale, Gratiot, and Mountain counties recorded the highest harvests so far during regular firearm season with a combined 7,825 deer, while Keweenaw, Wayne, Luce, Baraga, and Alger counties reported the lowest total so far at 403 deer. And looking at our national news, a former congressional staffer in New Jersey is facing criminal charges after allegedly staging an attack on herself and falsely claiming it was politically motivated. According to prosecutors, she fabricated injuries and submitted fraudulent reports, sparking concerns about the misuse of law enforcement and potential impact on public trust. The development comes amid heightened scrutiny of security and political rhetoric in campaigns across the country. In our international news, the United States has prepared Ukraine with a detailed 28-point peace proposal intended to lay the groundwork for a lasting resolution to the nearly four-year Russia-Ukraine conflict. Some elements of the plan are expected to be difficult for Ukraine's leadership to accept, but U.S. officials argue a durable framework is critical for long-term stability and security in the region. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy.